with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Despite his best efforts, the Democratic Party is not falling in line behind President Joe Biden and his intention to continue seeking a second term in office. The Democratic voices are rising, want him to step out. They include donors, strategists, and now some sitting lawmakers in Congress say it's time for him to go. Biden is dug in. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says if Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel sometime soon, it could trigger a regional war, one that the U.S. would have to get involved with.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. The United States, if they came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a drone. And then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
Dr. Michael Oren says that Hezbollah continues to pummel northern Israel with hundreds of rockets every day. He was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. California lawmakers weighing a bill that would regulate powerful AI systems.
The bill would require AI companies to test their systems and add safety measures so they can't be potentially manipulated to wipe out the state's electric grid or help build chemical weapons. The bill's author says the proposal would prevent catastrophic harms from extremely powerful AI models that may be created in the future. But Meta and Google say the bill fundamentally misunderstands the industry and would hamper California's growing AI market. The proposal would only apply to the largest systems that are still being developed. Jeremy House reporting.
Each year, tourists arrive in big numbers in Alaska's capital city on cruise ships. Folks aren't that happy about it. Juneau's tourism boom is a bit much for some. There's now a voter initiative on the October ballot to ban cruise ships on Saturdays. This is SRN News. The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their child. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of 2023. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and note a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and certain over-the-counter drugs. Texas is the largest of 25 states to have passed laws banning some gender-affirming care for minors. A federal judge in Kansas has blocked a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere across the country. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge in recent weeks. It applies to Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming. This is SRN News. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, July the 7th. It's the 189th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1865, four people were hanged in Washington, D.C. for conspiring with John Wilkes Booth to assassinate President Lincoln. They were Lewis Powell, David Harold, George Eisenrot, and Mary Surratt. This is SRN News.